like that, Robbie.
Mark, that's the best one I hit on dust.
This is our biggest year yet. We've been doing this for 4 years now, and every year you're trying to make it something newer, something bigger, something better. It's pretty cool, and you know, to be able to help give back into the community is pretty special too.
I didn't realize the tournament was this big.
I know.
I guess they never invited me before, but now that I'm old and retired, that's most of the guys who play in these things.
Robbie and I have been friends for a while, and it's I love coming back to the city. So seeing your buddies and getting to hang out and tell old stories and stuff like that, it's always fun.
Next, Jordan Spieth right here. Ooh. Kyle is a very talented individual. See, look at that.
If you guys ever need, like,
why is it important for you to come out, support Robbie?
Probably so I still have a friend, you know? I don't think he would be my friend if I didn't come to his event. No, just kidding. No, it's really important to support Robbie. He's got a great cause. He does a lot with the money that's raised, so it's really important that guys show up and support his cause.
Look at these things. Look at those things.
Every day after 237, practice.
237.
Robbie wears 290. Like, he looks like this look every day after
look
practice. Because he does this. He
look
leaves practice and
look
he doesn't.
Veins. I mean, look at this guy. He only hits it 237. Did you hit it with your chest, though?
I bet. One hand, though.
He has an incredible list of celebrities that are here. You know, that's Robbie. He knows everybody. Everybody loves the mayor, Robbie Gold, and everybody shows up for him, so it's great.
Thanks so much for being here. It's a special day, not only for myself, but for the kids and families that you're going to help.
Robbie Gold founded the Golden Touch in 2011 to help people in need. To date, Gold's Celebrity Golf Invitational has raised more than $450,000 for Chicagoland charities. This year's beneficiary, Lori's Children's Hospital, relies on philanthropic support to provide pediatric care for 174,000 children each year.
Anytime you can give back and help families out through a tough time, obviously you don't go to a hospital more often than not for a lot of positive things. So to ease some of that pain and to help some of that transition, it's pretty neat to see the smiles on their face.
How has being a dad, too, changed your perspective?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, things that you were like, oh, that's tough, and I can't believe that they're going through that, makes you cry and, you know, obviously tugs your heart a little bit more just because you're going through it now. So for us, it's pretty special to help with such a great hospital and great people.
For these athletes, it's not as much about the golf but about supporting teammates and great causes.
I think it shows by the number of events our players have is that there's a lot of good people in the NFL with big hearts who care about doing good for their communities.
It's always good to come out and help your former teammate and just support his cause because he does a lot of good work in the community.
Come back. I think that's at Hallis Hall.
Whenever you hear someone yell four, it's probably me or look out or any of those, you know, calls. But yeah, just for, I don't golf a lot, you know, just usually events like this mm-hmm. to support my guys and my friends.
I've been pretty lucky to have a lot of great people surround me, whether it's on the football field or putting on an event like this. So anytime you can get a great group of guys to come back, tell some stories, have some fun, it obviously is going to make the day extra special. But to see what you're raising funds for and where it's going and how it's being utilized, makes a big difference to a lot of people, too.
So, AA, what do you think? Pretty impressive lineup there of celebrities at the golf tournament, don't you think?
Yeah, it was. A lot of celebrities and friends. Friends. Look it up in the dictionary, the word friend, Robbie. Yeah, you know, I took you under my wing in college. Okay, you were a young, scrawny little guy. I said, hey, man, don't mess with him. Don't mess with him. He's a cool guy. You remember that? That was me. You remember that.
Maybe next year you'll get the invite.
Yeah, maybe next year. I'm not mad.
No, I can tell. You're calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, always.
I'm
not mad or nothing.